Yes, hello everyone, and welcome to a slightly different type of audio experience on the Wrestling Nerds Radio Network. I am one-fourth of the hosts of the IndieCast, Zach Romero, and I am also playing Dungeon Master, as it were, if we're going by colloquial terms here, for a new gaming experience. It is a game by Evil Hat Productions called Monster of the Week. It is a conversational role-playing game. And this is also the first time I will ever be dungeon mastering anything in my life. Joining me on this first game is a co-host of mine for the IndieCast, Miss Luna Lynn, as well as two of our friends, Jesse and James. And so myself, Luna, and Team Rocket will all be hopefully taking you on a journey here, a journey of monsters and horror and action and adventure and hijinks and sexy times, probably. So this first episode is going to be a bit of a setup. It'll be us going over who they are as characters, as well as the setting that they'll be in and what sort of starts our story. Now, they don't know the monster that they're going to be dealing with, and neither will you. So this is the setup for the Wrestling Nerds Radio Network Presents Monster of the Week. And I hope you enjoy. Are we all ready? Who wants to go first?
Hold on, I'm looking up an image, so you guys can go up first.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mega Nabisco.
Is that Dutch?
Yeah. I'm very charming and cool, and a little bit sharp.
Okay.
Just like Oreos.
My background is that I was a fixer in my past
You're
occupation.
Supposed to only tell us what you need, what you want us
well,
to know.
Well,
hang on. I'm telling you some things here. I'm notorious, okay? Now, that means I had a reputation from my criminal past, okay? When I reveal who I am to somebody, my terrifying reputation counts as a reason for people to do what I ask. So, also, I'm a driver. I drive a ship, a car called the Millennium...
Lincoln.
Okay, so let's
I get a plus one to driving.
Let's back up a second. Uh-huh. So, how this story plays out is that shit has gone down in this one particular island. Mm-hmm. The government has basically already decided that if this thing can't get sorted out, then it's just dead. Like, they're just going to consider it just marked off or whatever. You guys are being brought in as a specialist team to figure out what the fuck is going on. Mm. However, if shit goes south and you die, again, the government has already marked this off as basically like, it's just done. Mm-hmm. So, what we need to decide now is this the first time you all are on a team? Well, are you guys part of, like, a group?
Well, hang on. That's part of history, so we need to introduce ourselves first.
True.
I'm a man, by the way, and I'm Mega Nabisco.
I was going to say, what does Mega Nabisco look like to you?
I have hard eyes.
Yes.
I have real hard eyes. And I have streetwear.
Okay.
That's right now.
Yeah. So,
he's deep undercover. These cargo shorts hide the legs of a killer.
So
wait, let me ask you that. So you were a getaway driver, you said?
Yeah.
That was your thing? Mm-hmm. Have you ever killed anybody?
Not that you know of, but hang on.
But he's got a bad reputation, so...
But I got a really notorious reputation, because when I was working as a getaway driver, there was a rival, in
Racer X to your speed? Is
and yeah, and his name was fucking Brian Stallow.
Okay.
Is that Dutch?
He never misses a chance to screw me over.
Okay.
Also, while we were working a job once, I was partnered with Dr. Tom Wiseau.
Nice, okay.
I betrayed him.
Okay.
Everybody betray him.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody betray him.
Okay. In this world.
Okay.
good pick up there. I've been hired. I know we've been hired by the government.
Right.
But I've been hired by an outsider.
Okay.
Which is my introduction into this line of work.
Excellent. Okay. And so is this your first monster hunting thing? This is basically your first time out?
I used to just be a getaway driver, but I was hired by some shady guy.
So what kind of weaponry do you have that we know about?
I carry around my .22 revolver.
Mm-hmm.
I carry around my big old shotgun.
Excellent.
And then I got a little hunting knife.
Excellent.
You can do some stabbies.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Megan Nabisco.
Excellent.
Debbie the Stabbies.
Right. Yeah. Excellent. Debbie any other questions? Anybody else have any questions?
Because after this...
I'm thrilled about that.
Okay.
After we all introduce each other, we got to decide how we know each
other.
That's
true. Yep. That's true. But we're trying to get the little details sorted out.
Who wants to go next?
Well, let me ask you this. So you were the getaway driver. Does that mean that... And this may not be on the sheet. Does this mean you can drive anything?
It means, as far as the game goes... I have an ongoing +1 when I drive.
Okay.
So I'm a real good driver.
Good.
You have the Millennium Lincoln.
Millennium Lincoln. I need to write that down.
That's true. because this island is fairly small. So I don't know how much driving there's going to be, but there certainly is an option for boats and stuff like that.
Here's the thing. If we do some driving, I own a sports car and a van.
Good.
My van is called the Millennium Lincoln.
Excellent.
Why didn't you call it the Mystery
Wagon? The Mystery... Millennium Mystery.
The Millennium Mystery. Look at that.
Keep thinking about that. Okay. Who's next?
The Millennium Machine?
The Millennium Machine? Okay.
Millennium.
The Mystery Millennium?
The Mystery Millennium.
Whoa, no. You call it the Willennium Falcon. Because it's always Will Smith time. No, you don't call
it
that.
Okay.
I'm going to call it the Millennium Machine.
Okay. That makes much more sense.
So, I am Lavinia Vinny Reddington.
Oh. Okay. I like Vinny.
My friends call me Vinny. None of you are my friends.
I was like, are all of the connections that we want to fuck you? Is that
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So I am Lavinia Reddington.
Okay.
And
what class are you again? You're a spooky.
I'm a spooky.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Spooky in day and nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to know what I look like? I just showed you. But mm-hmm. you know.
All right.
So I am androgynous.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll see my genitals when you're ready to see my genitals.
Okay, good, good.
I've got burning eyes.
It's the same thing. You can call her Vinny the day you see her genitals.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
There you go.
Yep. You can call me Vinny when you see my Vinny.
That's good.
And,
So you don't have hard eyes. You have what eyes?
Burning eyes.
Oh,
burning
eyes. Till I'm up to something. And I wear all black.
Good.
And I'm white as snow because I don't go out in the sun. Don't like the outside.
Excellent.
Just letting you know.
Excellent.
As it should be.
Pretty charming, if you couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
One night stand with a devil once.
Okay,
got kind of fucking weird. Now I can read minds.
Good.
Turns out people will pay you for that. So.
Good.
Okay.
Excellent.
Here I am.
Excellent.
Here I am.
So is this... So obviously with his inclusion, this is like a first time... joining of at least him into the group.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Since you fucked the devil once, and you obviously have sort of a handle on the occult, is this your first hunting monster interaction, or is this something you've dabbled in before?
I am always looking for new dates, babe.
Okay. Good. Good. What's your weapons?
My weapons are my... titties! Fantastic! My
titties and maybe dicks!
Yeah. Titties and dickies!
Yeah, exactly. Excellent. In addition to those things.
I bring along a big ass knife.
Good. Okay.
And a shotgun.
Excellent.
You know, just...
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. When you're doing the magic-y shit, when you're doing, like, reading minds and seeing things and having visions,
mm-hmm.
Is that easy-peasy Japanesey for you, or is it a struggle, or is it... Does it give you, like, a headache afterwards? Like, how in touch with this are you?
You know, it's still pretty new. So there are some times where it'll hit me and I'll be like, oh, shit. Because, you know, this was, like, 2 years ago.
Got it.
The devil got
down.
And he was like, nice. And I was like, nice. You should give me
something
yourself. For that.
Yes, good.
And he said, you know what, I will.
Okay.
And so it's been kind of fucking weird.
Okay.
But... No, for the most part, you know, I'm all right with it.
Okay.
You know, like, it can get kind of fucking gross.
Yeah,
you know,
I feel like that would be the case.
You have no idea how much people think about anal.
Now, is it just powers, or is there, and this is not on the paperwork, this is like creative writing major stuff.
Yeah.
Is there ever, do you ever see flashes of, like, spooky devil shit, or is it just you have weird powers and you have to deal with it?
it was a very memorable time. Okay. And, you know, there's a reason I sought out the devil. It was me fucking the devil. You know what I mean? Like, I
the way around.
Yeah. He possessed me, and then I possessed him.
Right. You know what I jumping mean? On that dick. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. And so, so obviously, with the inclusion of Mega here, I feel like this is definitely going to be like a first time outing for this team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess instead of doing it almost like a, well, I don't know, she's the expert, so maybe that'll change things. I'm trying to figure out if this is like a Men in Black situation, where you guys are all part of something, or if it was a, the government went on Craigslist and found people who deal with spooky shit, with spooky shit, and just flew the three of you there.
Well, we can work on that after we get introduced.
That's true, that's true. You're a good point.
Our histories are going to link us all together.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, so expert. What is your name?
Zora Price.
Very
Zora.
Nice.
Thank you.
Zora the Explorer. Very nice.
Absolutely.
Oh!
The spooky explorer. Fuck yeah. I'm a woman, obviously.
Okay, good.
More of a stern face.
Okay.
She's very, like, 1,000... Basically, she's, like, 1,000% done with everybody's bullshit.
Well, she's the expert, so if you're dealing with enough stupid people, you're going to be like, I'm just going to lock this bitch face in and just exactly. ride that out.
It gave me an odd choice of clothes, but I went with more, like, old-fashioned, because I figure she's... Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how old-fashioned is old-fashioned? Are we talking, like, she looks like Scarlett O'Hara? Or are we talking, like, just sort of, like, 70s chic kind of goodwilly
of
kind
not
of...
Not, like... She's not, like, a steampunk asshole.
Did she rate
like,
an old-time photo? That's what I want.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
she's done it before.
Right.
Okay. That's in the back of the closet.
Okay. So maybe she's just not fashion-forward, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. More, like, vintage
like
than,
Golden
like,
Girls.
Got it.
Like, Golden Girls. What
right.
you're saying.
Right.
Like, more like the silky blouses.
Right, exactly.
Just really tacky.
Power suits.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Big shoulders, got it.
Yeah, exactly. So she's from Wrightwood, which is a ski town about an hour from LA.
Excellent.
There's a lot of downtime in the off season, so she's a librarian.
Mm.
And so she has a ton of free time to like just read fucking everything.
So that's how she became an expert.
Exactly. And her father was an archaeologist, which is how she learned the creepy shit was real.
Nice. Mm. Excellent. Excellent. Nice. Which, by the way, what were your stats? You're plus two to charm because you're androgynous as fuck.
Yeah.
Zero on cool.
Yeah.
Minus one to sharp, minus one to tough.
Two to weird.
And two to weird. Uh-huh. The devil's dick could do that. Okay. And what about you?
I'm minus
the devil's
one to charm
dick
because
cause you've got
the
bitch face locked in.
Yeah, exactly. And probably because she spent so much time in the library, I figure she's probably not great at communicating with other humans. Like, she's so right.
On a more,
a
like, personal
exactly.
level. Got
yeah.
it.
It's just like, what do you want? What do you
she's here for
away?
Facts. Okay.
Yeah. minus one to charm. Plus one to cool. I'm not really sure why. Plus two to sharp, zero tough, and plus one weird.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you this, mm-hmm. especially with, like, the charm thing in place. And this isn't going to be on the sheet, this is creative writing major stuff. Does she know that she has... that she's detached from people now? Like, is that something she wants to change? Or is she, like, totally comfortable with this? Like, hey, this is
she's
just efficient communication.
Yeah, like,
okay.
She's aware and she's totally fine.
Good.
Like,
I like that.
I do better.
I like that.
Kind of
I like that.
Good.
Okay.
For weapons, mm-hmm. I have a silver sword.
Ooh. Smart.
Yeah. A flamethrower because fucking why not?
Yeah, yeah. Where you go, McReady?
And a magnum because...
Oh! Nice. Big old magnum.
Oh.
A big old magnum. Just for that alone, I feel, is why you picked the magnum.
1,000%
excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So now I feel this because she brought up a photo. Do you guys have like some like let's say this is a movie, who would you have play Zora and Mega? Fuck off. Okay.
Well,
do you consider your guy is Mega older?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like
yeah, he's a little grizzled.
So is this almost like a poorly planned retirement?
Is this like Force Awakens?
No, no, no.
On Air Support, or...
No, yeah, is this Air Force One, Air Support? Is this Get Off My Plane, Air Support? No, is this sort of like his retirement? Like, something has happened? Like, my question is, do we know why he stopped being a getaway driver and now he's doing this, or...
Well, I got hired by this outsider.
Oh, true, okay.
I'm in it for the money.
Got it.
He's in it like Jean-Claude Van Damme was Guile.
That's
like
true.
Yeah.
He's in it. Got it.
Somebody's paying me.
Oh, so here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what? I'll have to talk to each of you individually, because you obviously believe in spooky shit. You obviously believe in spooky shit.
Believe in spooky dick.
I don't know if Mega believes in spooky shit.
Oh, no. Because
if you're here for... So, no?
No. No, 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 no. I don't believe in any of this.
Hey, you want to see Satan's dick?
No, but here's the thing.
I've fucking seen it.
Hey. It's big.
It glows in the dark. Anyway, so now it's history time. So
here's the thing.
You started, James, so you get to go first.
I started it. You are very aware of my criminal past.
Okay.
You actually saw me commit a crime.
Yeah. Sweet.
And that crime...
was having a dick too big.
It's pretty big.
You saw me on a job, and I robbed...
an Oreo factory?
I robbed a cookie bag.
This is 100% what I was afraid of.
Fuck! No!
So wait a minute. So you're a getaway driver, so that she saw the...
Yeah.
Was it a job that went bad and she just saw you drive away?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you were working at the...
Cookie factory?
Yeah.
I don't do cookies, babe.
Well, where did you used to work? Because I know you're familiar.
I worked in Satan's asshole.
Okay. All right. But where did you know Satan from?
True.
Church.
You saw me...
Rob a church.
We held up a church.
That's pretty devious.
That's pretty devious. Yeah. But listen, I'm in it for the money.
Right.
I see, because it could have been, though, if she does readings, then maybe if you were working out of, like, some, you know, hole-in-the-wall, like, psychic place kind of thing, you could have...
And could have robbed the bank next door or something?
Right.
Uh-huh. You robbed the bank. No, you know what you did? You robbed the sperm bank. It was gross.
Yuck. Anyway, so...
I think I held up a church.
It was a sticky situation, if you know.
Okay. So she was an eyewitness to a crime, and yet you're still a free man. So something shenanigan-y must have happened there. So
I wasn't going with this initially, but I realized it's definitely just Helena
Bonham Carter. Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. Just fucking insane hair.
Excellent.
Like, I wear whatever.
I pick Ruby Rose. Excellent. If I had to pick, like, an actual... Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What was your character name?
Zora.
Yeah. So
now, wait a minute. I was just going to say, hold on. Pick one. I mean, for each other hunter. You're right. Yeah. Okay. My bad.
So, Zora. Zora's my cousin.
Okay. Not everything has to be fantastical.
Well, that actually works with mine, too, because one of mine is a distant relation. Tell them exactly what. So, like, would that just
work
for both? Okay.
So you both are...
So, mega...
Related, but not necessarily close.
Right.
Okay. So it's done for you. So then, well, Luna, since you've already got one started, do you want to do the other one for the one for Jess?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. She came to me for advice, and my advice got her out of trouble at one point. But I am to ask you what that trouble was.
Oh, okay.
It might have been Satan's asshole.
Yeah. Demon herpes.
Oh, that's... I would imagine that would have to be the case.
She knew exactly what to do with it.
She's an expert.
Like, it was, you know... It's amazing what salt scrub can do. Like, it's
gross.
Incredible what salt scrub can do.
What's your name again?
Vinny.
So wait a minute. So then, in that case, your original statement of
none of us
only friends. Your friends can call you Vinny. Well, obviously, he wouldn't call you Vinny, but if she got you out of, you know,
demon herbs,
yeah
she got me devil gonorrhea, herbs. She might have earned the right
what
to.
What do I call you?
Man.
Lavinia. Or
Lavinia?
Sir.
Okay.
Or sir. I like it.
Okay, so Lavinia, it's up to you now. You need one for each.
Hold on. Zora cured my demon herpes. Mm-hmm. Just need to write that down so I remember.
Now, how did you cure the herpes?
She just knew. She's an expert.
Oh, salt scrub.
So, like, Google it. You take rubbing alcohol, some salt scrub.
Yikes.
And then you put them together
so
on, like,
seem
a
grill.
With, like, a little bit of holy
That's
water.
That's how she can call her Vinny.
Ah!
Yeah, I had to make sure that all of the herbs were gone.
I just picture her character just kicking the door of your office and just lifting the skirt up. Look at that! How do I fix that?
Hey, and I fucked Satan. Like, these boils started happening. What do I do?
Yikes. Okay. Let's figure this out.
Alright.
Cool.
Just stare at it directly. Cool. Here's some salt. Okay.
Let's see.
I gotcha.
I know why. You
held up a church?
Oh yeah, you held up at church. I didn't tell on you for it. You know why?
I was busy raping the pastor and you saw me.
So both have dirty
secret.
Okay. Okay. So you've got dirt on each other.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was gonna say that was a pretty big, like, loophole was like, well, how did she not turn you in? But now it's okay.
Because, yeah.
It was some bad shit on both sides. You. Okay.
You were raping the pastor?
He was into it until he found out I was the devil.
Right.
And, like, once he found out that I was like, oh, man, you know, Beelzebub didn't have a dick like this, he was like, whoa!
There is a fan.
Very upset.
There is a fan made class that's called, like, The Summoned, and it's basically Hellboy. I feel like that's where you're eventually going to end up.
Yeah.
Is that you're just going to be, like, a devil person. Yeah. But
well, like, Satan gave me the cummies. And
oh, he certainly did.
Yeah, but, like, instead of it being, oh, you're pregnant now, it's like, oh, you're Satan now. This is your job.
So you need a connection with Zora now.
No, we have one.
Well, I mean, we have
she's but she's got one, though. Unless that's going to connect the bridge to both of you.
Yeah, you got to connect the bridge to her. Oh, no,
that's right, because mine was they came to me for advice.
Okay. Right.
So. Let's see.
Right, yeah, if she doesn't pick one for you, then it's like she owes you a debt, whereas
right, at least
she might have, like, you guys might have communicated more than just, this looks gross, so.
Yeah. See, I don't know, I feel like after she cured my demon herpes, we became pretty chill. Like, we hang out all the time, but we're old friends. Like, we've been hanging out a bit. So when we see each other on this, yeah, it's our first outing together professionally.
Well, I was just going to say, well, let me ask then. Mm-hmm. If you know that she has some kind of occulty thing, and you're okay with it, you know that she can keep a secret, have you guys thought about starting some kind of agency? Like, is this the test in the waters?
Oh, yeah, and then we bring this asshole in.
Because you need a getaway driver.
Yeah. Hey.
So instead, it's the government was looking around, you found him on Craigslist.
And well, she knew me and you're as a getaway driver.
I know there's a good getaway driver. Mm-hmm. So you presented the three of you to the government like, hey, we'll solve your problem, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And here we are.
If there's a problem, yeah, we'll solve it. Yeah.
Can we call and the DJ resolved it.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah. We'll make t-shirts and shit.
I love it. I'm already thrilled with this. So this is technically the first outing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there may be some kinks in the road and things like that. Okay. But we all know. But the thing I love is that Mega is still basically a mercenary in all this.
Mm-hmm.
You two are kind of working as a team. Obviously, this is your first time working together, but there's at least some camaraderie. There's at least some comfort there between the two of you. Although maybe you haven't seen her powers yet.
Well, I mean,
you just know that there's some shit, but you don't. Yeah. You maybe haven't seen it.
Listen, my vagina talks.
Good, Squawk box. That's good. thank you. That's what I was looking for. So, nevertheless, so James is sort of an outsider here. He's still like, okay, I'm just here to get money, but.
I was promised money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And cookies.
So maybe it was almost the outside person that we don't know of presented you with this opportunity and was like, hey, this would be to your interest. You should participate. Mm-hmm. So that's why you're in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. as for me, like I said, you all know about San Clemente, the former rocket test island off the coast of California. The only person, and this may have been the person that was communicating with you guys to get you in on the mission, is Admiral Rod Redwing.
No.
He's a 50-something Navy man. He's done a lot and seen a lot more. He's reluctantly pulling this crew off San Clemente. Like, he's been there for quite a few years. He wasn't there for the rocket testing, because that was back in, like, the late 50s. But he's comfortable with the island. He's got this crew of, like, let's say maybe 100, you know, Americans as well as mixed in with locals. He didn't want to leave, but he's a Navy man, and you're not a Navy man for years and years without listening to orders. So once it came down the pipeline, hey, you got to get your shit and go, he's like, oh, Jesus. But he's not going to be in your way. He's basically just going to be an exposition dump when you guys first show up, and then he's gone, and you'll be on the island. So he would be the only one I think you guys would know going in, because he would have been the one to be in communication with.
Okay.
You guys will all fly.
He's who hired me.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
He's who hired the gang here. Yep. The what was it? The
Ghostlusters.
Thank you. I got to write that down.
Now, are we Ghostlusters? Are we the Kako brothers? Like, what are we, you know?
Oh, no. That's pretty good.
We could be Jack Horrence. That's another one.
I imagine this was the whole helicopter ride in.
Yeah.
It's just this game of like, well, could we do this? Yeah. So you guys will land, and then you guys will be free to explore. Like I said, the island is only like probably 40, maybe 30, 35, 40 miles tall by probably probably 10, 15 miles wide. It's not a huge stretch of land. You guys saw on the map, I cut off basically the southern side of it. I didn't have a ton of stuff to be like, the whole island's full of shit! So, like, basically, like, the villages kind of cuts it off. But also keep in mind, we're still just off the coast of California. This isn't like the Amazon or anything like that. It's just kind of like a beach town, almost.
Question.
Yeah.
In my contract, or in our contract with the government, did we, once we've gotten this shit cleared up, get her proclaimed mayor of Mount Thirst? Like, that's really
important. That could be...
Yeah, that's part of the
that
contract.
That could be negotiated,
sure. Thing. Do we know exactly why we're hired? Is this just...
No, like I said...
Get the details from
well,
Admiral?
What you know, because like I said, you guys were putting together this PowerPoint of this new Ghost Slutsters agency. And, adult virgins.
I'm an adult virgin.
And so you basically took whatever job the government needed without asking questions. So you're being brought in.
All right.
Something's going wrong. Actually, I have the beginning.
So we just know that something's gone wrong. That's fine.
That basically, you know, this has been labeled as uninhabited by the U.S. government. But there's, like I said, at its height, there was about 100 people or so living on this island. When you guys come in, there's about 23 left.
No.
No, they weren't super rich. It was like you had your Americans were mostly Navy people, and like working on something which we don't know. And then you had locals who like there's some shops, there's some little villages. You'll see there's going to be an inn when you come in. But yeah, mostly everyone's left, and the Admiral's going to tell you it's because there's been disappearances, there's been theft, and there's been murders, and nothing can be explained. And that's your guys' job. Now, I'm assuming you guys sort of, like, fudged your resumes to get in there.
Yeah,
like, oh, yeah, we've dealt with all kinds of shit. And,
I have a doctorate.
Good. In spookology.
In paraphysics.
Good. Excellent. So they're not going to baby feed you kind of thing of, like, here's the clues. They're assuming this is old hat for you guys, and then you guys are just going to roll in and figure it out. The Admiral is going to tell you that you've got tentatively a time frame of about 3 days to figure it out. Because by then, everyone else will be either gone or leaving. So they're basically, they drop you off, you're going to get an exposition dump, which we basically discussed, and then 3 days, another helicopter's coming to pick up whatever's left.